This may be our last chance to provide the means of saving civilization from annihilation.
There's much we can learn from each other.
One of those moments in history.
We are all together out on the internet.
Can there be a peace between us?
You were an eyewitness.
The people who grew up with the technology.
This is CyberStationUSA.com.
The worldwide broadcasting system.
This is for you, for my boy.
Please keep in touch.
That was extra special. Extra special, you know, station IDs, just making sure we are not affiliated.
Whatever these guys say we got nothing to do with this.
For the next 57 minutes, we have nothing, no type of connection. They lease time with us. They're tenants of the station.
As the saying used to be, Wild Cowboys.
Yeah. So this is Ted Hicks, and across from me is Rich Valdez.
Teddy, Ted, what's happening?
You tell me, man. It's been a while.
It has been a while since we've been live and in person.
Yeah, that's something.
On the mics.
We've been making it too easy for Brian.
I know. Click a button.
Click
play,
a button. Go back, snooze.
Lean back. Set the alarm.
Set his iPhone or his Android for 57 minutes, and like,
Let me press another button.
Next show is coming in. Best ways to follow the show is latenightparents.com. To our listeners, to the show, to the live show, big shout out to AM 1240 WGBB. To our many, many, many millions, I mean, some will say billions of fans across the interwebs. However you listen to the show, we say hello.
Hello.
Big shout, because I know we don't do this a lot, but big shout to our fans in the UK.
This is what I like. I would like a UK fan to shoot me an email.
Okay.
Rich@latenightparents.com.
You got it.
Or rich@lnp.com. One of our British fans, please shoot me an email. Say hello. Just say what's up.
It's crazy.
I think... let's see if I can do something.
So okay.
Like I said, because I don't want to commit. I think I got some Acronis licenses available still.
Oh, okay.
So someone can get a free backup for a year with site security and online backup, all that good stuff. Shoot me an email.
That sounds really good. That's rich@lnp.tv or rich@latenightparents.com. The other way or medium that a lot of people listen to the show is... through Spotify. Been looking at the numbers. Through the roof, Rich.
Well, hello, Spotify listeners. Thanks for listening.
You know, it's just really crazy. Not to say the other platforms don't, you know, do what they need to do.
Right.
But, I mean, it's like night and day when you look at it. And you're like, huh? What's going on here?
This is good.
So, I know Spotify is doing a lot of different things with their platform.
Mm-hmm.
Pushing specific podcasting. Mm-hmm. You know, it's... I guess they're, you know, they're trying to play the catch-up game with Apple. Bless you.
Thank you. Excuse me.
So, a lot to cover. We'll start with it's Cybersecurity Awareness Month. It's really Cybersecurity Awareness
Life
with us, because we talk about it every week.
It never ends. Well, we talk about it every week because we're getting involved with it every week. Usually with an end user or friends or family.
Right.
Someone's getting hacked. Someone's getting attacked. Someone just has a question. And hopefully, unfortunately, most of the time, they think before they click, and they're like, yo, Ted, I just got this message. It doesn't look right, but is it okay? And, of course, we look at it immediately. We're like, no. Because even though it says it's from your friend at whatever his email address it is, it's really coming from... we're attacking you.ru or somewhere else.
Right.
So, you know, fortunately, though, you know, I think from some of our constant, never-ending rants and raves, I think people are listening. And
I hope they are. So the National Cybersecurity Awareness Month, NCASAM, is a collaborative effort between government and industry to raise awareness about the importance of cybersecurity and to ensure that all Americans can have the resources they need to just stay ahead of the game.
Right.
Think about before you click.
That is the biggest safety factor right there. Think before you click. Obviously, have some sort of anti-malware, antivirus software on your machine.
Something. Yeah. Have something on your machine that's going to protect you even when your defenses are down.
Right.
And that's just, you know, the human element of it.
Right.
You just want to make sure.
Most of these things get in. You know, if you're in your office, in your workplace, or walking down the street, and you see a USB key sitting on the ground, you're like, oh, I can use some free memory. And you pick it up, and you walk in, and you plug it into the computer.
Right.
You don't know what you just installed or what it's going to try to install.
Got him.
There have been major hacks that have started just by that. Some simple things. You know, there's no need for it. Keep an eye. Get the software. Again, if you're a Windows user, you get Microsoft Defender free. You just got to keep it updated. But I also recommend getting another, you know, an additional anti-malware program of some sort. I like Malwarebytes. Also, you can get a free version of that or a paid version of that. That's the one I prefer.
You know what's so crazy? That we've been using Malwarebytes, and it was the totally free version.
Right.
Malwarebytes and CCleaner.
That combination.
We were using that. Is it safe to say almost 15 years ago?
Almost, because what was the big one just before Malwarebytes really took off? And it was another small company that they were doing the same thing, an anti-malware antivirus.
Right.
What was the name of it? They were the one like 15 years ago, and then Malwarebytes came out and started taking over.
The name escapes me. It was some type of adware.
Something like that, yeah.
Something like that.
We'll think of it, folks. But Malwarebytes is the way to go. Of course, now we're at our places of employment, licensing it full version.
Right.
Enterprise license.
And that's the crazy thing about it. We were using the free
academic
version
to
clean some of the issues, or when you would see it locally on your specific machine.
Yep.
I think a product I used years ago, and I wound up getting a licensed version, was Fix Me Stick.
Oh, yes. You've mentioned it a few times.
Right. And I used that and it was like a one-click solution.
Right.
Insert the USB.
Mm-hmm.
And the whole key to it is if it will read your specific USB device while you're in Windows, you can just click on it.
Okay.
Then, if not, for the people who, you know, systems are really jacked up,
mm-hmm.
it had its own version of Windows PE.
Okay.
Plug it in.
Yep.
Boot to it. Get to it. And then you can navigate.
Then it would start to scan on the local drive. Does it also connect to the interwebs?
Yes.
Nice. Okay, good.
So, that's what I remember using many, many years ago. And it was like, when you use something that's successful, but the funny thing about it is, and anyone can, you know, fall into a trap.
Of course.
Or get tricked or whatever like that. But it's funny when you run into the same people that run into these issues over and over. And they're clicking mm-hmm. and you're like, ugh.
You know, recently there was I believe it was a government study. But recently they evaluated who is most likely, of what age groups are most likely to get or fall for the hacks. What group do you think it was? We'll go from younger, preteen, teenage, millennial, adult, and older adult.
I would say adult and older adult.
That's what I would have said.
Mm-hmm.
We both would have been wrong.
Okay.
Millennials are the ones most likely to get hacked, get the scheme. Why? Because they think it's okay to share everything.
Yeah.
Yeah, but everyone said the same thing. Oh, no, it'll be the older group. They were the next ones down.
Right.
But millennials are the most likely to get it. You know, you can't share everything.
I just want to share my life.
Right.
I want to share what I had for dinner last night.
Mm-hmm.
My interaction I'm having with Brian in pre-pro.
Hold on, let me get a picture of it.
You know, let me get a picture of it. Okay, let me post it. And then you're like, oh. Yes. So that is something. That is something. Yeah. Well, that's something good to know. Hey, I do want to, real briefly, on a serious note, this is Rich and Ted. This is Late Night Parents. Talk to you, Rich, about this story that continues to morph.
Which one?
The shooting in Dallas. The police officer, and Amber Geiger.
And now one of the witnesses who is dead?
Now one of the witnesses.
Prime witness?
The prime witness is dead.
Let's see what happens.
So.
Go ahead. Where do you begin?
I don't know where you begin. I mean, you begin where someone was, worked their shift or worked a time and a half shift. And next thing you know, they come home and they're on the wrong floor. And they go into an apartment that they believe is theirs. And
someone's sitting there eating ice cream.
And someone's sitting eating ice cream.
Looking
and
TV.
You pull out your revolver.
And you shoot them.
And you shoot them.
I'm suspicious from the beginning.
It's tough. It's tough because...
See, I have a couple of... There's a couple of things.
Okay.
Now, and this first one may sound like I'm trying to point blame the wrong way, and I'm totally not.
Okay.
This is just a commentary.
And I just want to say, just jump in here, that if, for any reason, we feel that you're trying to point the blame the wrong way, we're going to call you on it.
Call me on it. All please right. do. Please do. This is just, this is, who doesn't lock the front door? Had to hold the breath. Gotcha. Who doesn't lock the front door? I'm sorry, but that is not blaming the victim. Just that putting is, that out there.
If
okay,
we could add you in to the Dave Chappelle show, the victim blaming.
Because I'm not, segment. Because there are stories, people don't lock the front doors, people don't lock their car doors. Now, okay. You watch some of the local community policing sites and monitoring sites, things like that. Everyone's saying, my car got broken into. Someone will ask, was your door locked? Well, no, the doors were locked, then it wasn't broken into. But that's another side thing there.
Okay.
So you walk into an apartment.
Mm-hmm.
Unless it looks exactly like my apartment. First, I'm going to be like, something just doesn't look right here. And then I'm going to start shooting. No, I was suspicious on that. Still am.
So I was speaking with one of my friends in law enforcement, and she shall rename nameless.
Triathlete.
And law enforcement professional said, there's got to be more to this story, but totally. We'll never hear
Agree the with real story. Well.
Right. And they left it right there.
Right. Okay.
They left it right there. So then we get to the point where the crocodile tears while at court.
I'm so sorry.
You know,
you might be sorry you got caught.
You might be sorry. You might be sorry. But from the text messages and,
right,
you know, while you should have been administering CPR and,
right,
you know,
all the background here.
Okay. So there's that piece.
Yes.
Then there's, you know, a person, I had a conversation this week with a person who asked me, how was the brother of this, you know.
Right. The forgiving brother?
The forgiving brother able to give Amber Geiger a hug. And I said, well, if he's a Christian and if he's grieving, this is a way for him to move on.
Right. He's forgiving.
He's forgiving. And he's just like, okay, you know what? Your life is going to be screwed up. Our, you know, the entire family's life is screwed up.
Mm-hmm.
I'm trying to get past this, and I'm trying to move on. Then, bless you. Then, Sting, I opened my phone this morning to find out the lead witness.
Gunned down.
Not only that, but the lead witness was concerned about some type of
retribution.
I guess prior to him testifying. I'm just leaving it right there.
More will come out.
I'm sure more is going to come out.
You know, come on now. Everyone's getting with all the cameras in front of homes now. We catch people all the time, and we have an idea of a vehicle on this.
So this is the person who's on the same floor.
Yes.
And he heard the cap cap.
Yes.
He heard what appeared to be two people that startled each other.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. It's an ugly thing, Rich.
I also agree. We'll never get the entire story.
No, we'll never ever get it.
But you know, when they brought the charges forth and gave the jury two options, they gave them the murder option and the manslaughter option.
Mm-hmm.
I was pretty sure that they were going to go for the manslaughter option.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm kind of surprised. I'm glad it went the way it did. That they went with the murder option. So let's face it, none of us were in the courtroom except the jury,
right,
and the defendant, and the family of the deceased. So the jurors heard things which we didn't hear, and we'll never hear.
And we'll never hear.
For them to come up with murder, that just means that they thought that there was some kind of premeditated something,
right?
Thoughts indicate something happened there, and they didn't think it was just fully. Accidental, which would have incurred a manslaughter charge.
Wow. We'll just leave that one there.
Yep.
On latenightparents.com, we have a post, Why Some Play the Class Clown. And this topic right here.
Could this be near and dear to
you? It's totally near and dear to my heart. Why Some Play the Class Clown. The teacher just told you that your child's been acting up in school and playing the class clown. You're not totally surprised. You've noticed similar behavior at home, especially when other people are around. So, what's this behavior about? And does it really mean anything? It's true that some kids like being the center of attention. They crack jokes, make faces, show off, they mainly impress other kids. They goof around at lunch, at recess, or in the hallways between classes. But some kids behave this way during class, even if it gets them in trouble and turns off their classmates. You'll learn what causes kids to play the class clown and what can help.
So they say, what it means to be the class clown? Is this just the kid who jokes around a little bit but disturbs people? They say, you know, kids can act like a class clown in lots of different ways. Some examples being giving joking answers when the teacher calls on them, wearing clothes that are extremely loud, silly, or offensive, making a noisy entrance when they come into the classroom, or dropping things and making a big deal out of it when they pick them up. And they say when kids act this way, it doesn't necessarily mean there's a problem, but it often creates problems. And that goofing around all the time can disrupt the class and annoy the teacher, and it can lead to being disciplined, and it can impact their grades as well. They go on to say that being the class clown can also affect your child's social life, because sometimes other kids think it's funny and want to be around your child. But more often than not, kids are turned off by the clownish behavior and think it's weird or annoying and not funny.
So, why do kids play class clown? There are a lot of reasons kids clown around like this. If they're getting a positive response, they might just like the attention. That's not always the case, though. Kids who have trouble with self-control may have a hard time resisting the urge to do or say something they think is funny. That's often true of kids with ADHD. If the thought enters their mind, they act on it without stopping to think about the consequences. Sometimes kids act up in class not to draw attention to themselves, but away from things that they're struggling with. They clown around to hide challenges. And here are some examples of things kids might try to cover up. Anxiety,
mm-hmm.
bullying, learning differences, trouble with focus or organization, being impulsive or hyperactive, trouble with social skills, stressful situations at home, or low self-esteem. Kids aren't usually trying to be difficult. They're just trying to cover up their weak spots. It's better to loudly burst through the classroom door and have everyone laugh, than to be laughed at because you lose track of time and are always late. Clowning around is often a way to get ahead of criticism.
Now, it seems like there's special help or special things you can do for playing class those kids with ADHD who play the class clown. This may or may not relate to your child at all, but there's a unique relationship between having ADHD and playing the clown. Being funny, theatrical, and larger than life can be a natural benefit of ADHD for many kids. Playing the role of entertainer is a way to use a strength to make up for their challenges. Now, if it's done at the right time in the right way, being the clown can be a social plus, because kids often find their peers with ADHD to be truly funny and fun to be around. But kids with ADHD run the risk of overdoing it or being goofy at the wrong time and place, like in the middle of class. And when that happens, they may get negative attention and they can drive other kids away.
So what you can do, when your child acts out to get attention, there are ways you can work on the behavior. You keep an eye on your child's behavior and look at the patterns. Share what you're seeing with the teacher so that you can work together.
Ask your child how things are going at school. Identify your child's strengths and give positive praise. Help improve your child's self-esteem. And find activities your child enjoys and is good at.
So also, kids sometimes need help understanding the consequences of their behavior. They may not see the effect of their clowning around is having. Or they may feel embarrassed by their behavior, but not know what to do instead. During a calm time, talk to your child about how others are reacting and what would be a better way to act. If your child's been clowning around to cover up challenges, you might get a similar behavior when you try to talk about it.
You may have to have a couple of shorter conversations instead of just one, but space them out so your child has time to think about what you've said and how to do things differently. And if you think your child might be struggling at school, talk to your child's teacher, because the teacher may be able to tell you about challenges your child is having.
Dude, I don't know about you, but it hits home for me because I think I have bent your ear a few hundred times about having a son who's, active in school and going back and forth with a teacher about an assignment or two and... Teacher, I think you and I were talking one year. I'm in your office, and the phone rings, and the teacher calls me about my son, not having his tie on.
The tie.
Or having the tie, but having it so low under his sweater so that it's not showing. And I'm like, I don't always ask my son, like, why are you doing this?
Why are you doing this?
What, like, why are you bringing this negative attention?
Because it's not like he's going to get home. And mom and dad can be like, hey, I like the way that tie looks around your belly button.
Right.
And the teacher really liked it, too. That's why they called us.
Oh,
this is great.
Goodness. I'm telling you.
But some of it's also a phase. Some of it, I think it also depends on the age that these things are happening.
Okay.
Because let's face it, we're both men. We both were boys. And you hit a certain point where you just start testing.
Oh, yeah.
Testing every boundary you can test.
You start pushing. And, you know, there's always the pushback.
Right.
And you're saying, okay, well, XYZ teacher said this, but I'm going to do that. And I'm going to see if I can get away with it.
Right. So then the time is for them not to get away with it. And learn, okay, you some boundaries you can push. You can pull that rope a little more. We'll see if we meter out a little bit for you. But other cases, like in school... No, you do what the teacher says, and that's it.
And that's it. So this is Late Night Parents. Ways to follow the show is latenightparents.com with Rich Valdez, Ted Hicks. Big shout out once again to Brian Graves. Brian, you're knocking it out the park. I mean, this might have been, so far, Brian's best show.
I think so. Definitely.
So... New York Comic Con came and gone.
Came and gone. I would have gone this year. I just thought about it too late.
I did too. That, and I didn't get any invites.
No one sent us the invite this year?
No one sent... I gotta...
With all those Spotify listeners, no one sent us an invite
no
this year.
No one sent an invite.
We'll write about it. We'll talk about it.
Yeah, I mean...
Maybe I'll find someone to purchase my 1,000 comic collection from the 70s.
Right.
You know?
Either that or the email slipped by me, and I don't know, but didn't get a chance to go, and a bunch of people went. A lot of, you know, New York Comic Con does not equal up to San Diego.
Nowhere near.
Nowhere near?
No.
But they try.
They try, and it's still fun.
It is still fun.
You get the comic, the costumes.
Yes.
You get the cosplay. You get the statues and the sculptures. I mean, still, was it at the Javits again this year?
Yeah,
all right,
Javits.
So you got a nice space. It's definitely worthy location.
It's like every year at the Javits. You know, it's like creme de la creme.
Why not? Maybe next year.
But you know what? I didn't lose any sleep because, like, as new trailers were being released, it was made available on the web immediately.
Right, right.
You know, I got an email today of, here's all the trailers that were released.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Nice.
I'm like, oh my goodness. This is great.
Nice. Anything good?
For one, the third Walking Dead series trailer was released, and Jean-Luc Picard, his CBS All Access show.
That's right. CBS All Access.
CBS All Access.
They're killing me.
They're killing you.
Because I want my Star Trek.
Well.
Uh-oh.
I shouldn't say this, but you know what? I'm just going to go in there.
Go ahead.
All right.
Go into the deep water.
You know, if you turned on your VPN and you pointed yourself towards the UK and you fired up your Netflix,
right?
You get to see CBS All Access shows on Netflix.
Is that a fact?
That is a fact.
Well,
did I say that? No, I didn't say that.
Well, now, that's good to know.
There's ways around everything. And your VPN is legitimate.
It's totally legitimate.
I mean,
I'm paying my provider for my internet access.
Right.
So I'm not, you know, I'm not circumventing
anything.
You
could just turn around and just...
Right. And lose my U.S.
Lucian U.S.
Whatever it may be that they're not seeing. Okay.
Right.
Fair enough. Good to know.
But yeah, I mean, if not, then you're paying for CBS All Access and, you know, you get to the point of, what am I really paying for?
Right.
What am I really paying for?
The only thing I wanted was Star Trek.
Right.
That was it.
Discovery, and like I said, what's his name? Picard.
Picard.
Rich, vape ads are going up in smoke.
Vaping is going up in smoke.
Vaping is going up in smoke.
You and I had these conversations, though.
Did we talk about this years ago?
I remember distinctly. This can't be good for you.
2018, 2017, very show, using this medium. If you heard it,
you probably heard it.
I don't know if you heard it on live on this station, but you definitely heard it on the podcast.
Yep.
That this vaping is something that's not good. And it was kind of like, you know, the e-cigarettes and they're all this other stuff, circumventing the system. Got teenagers with all of this type of stuff. Now, all of a sudden, everyone's like, oh, this is not good because people are dying.
People are dying. Now, granted, in all fairness, you know, some reports are that some of the folks who have died or are getting really ill are using non-approved vaping tools in their vape, so they're vaping THC, which is an oil, and everyone says, no, do not vape in oil. That's like one of the worst things you can do. So some of these people are doing that. Not the vaping manufacturer's fault, but there's also a lot of people getting sick just from the vaping aspect of it. I said, how can constantly putting some moisture into your lungs be good for you? That's called pneumonia. That's
what it's called.
That's called, let's just get keep it all moist in here and let all kinds of stuff grow. And then you're adding on top of it whatever flavor, quote unquote, is added into it to burn, to give it this taste, but it's artificial, so who knows what really is causing that flavor. I'm surprised we haven't, well, because they don't have cigarette commercials anymore, right?
Right.
You see cigarette commercials like, at least we told you we killed you.
Oh, my goodness.
So, yeah, those who, I mean, sure, it might have been a good alternative or as a way to eventually kick the cigarette habit. Okay, it's safer than smoking a cigarette, possibly, but then get off the vaping as well. But if you're someone who's out there who doesn't smoke and is not currently vaping, don't think about starting the habit. Just don't. For your own health, for your own well-being, don't do it.
So, of course, all the usual suspects, CBS, Warner Media, Viacom, all pulled e-cigarette advertising off all their platforms. So, like, you know, websites right. and everything else gone. Like that, gone. Totally like it never even happened.
They have to.
And it's just strange now because now everyone is self-righteous. Because that, I'm not even trying to be sarcastic here, but they are. All of a sudden, it's like, oh, while the money was pouring in,
we take it all.
We're going to take it all. Now, there's a health epidemic going on here with this. You got the Juul CEO saying, don't vape.
The current CEO or the one who's gone now?
The one who's gone.
Yeah, okay.
Said, stop vaping.
2.2 million for Juul ads in just 2 weeks? Going up in smoke?
Going up in
literally?
Smoke. Literally. It's crazy.
And of course, you know, we're not just picking on Juul because there are other manufacturers. Blue is one of the biggest ones. All these ads gone.
I don't know.
What will the next big thing be?
What will the next big unhealthy thing
right,
be?
Right, exactly.
I mean, right now we have people staring at the phones way too often. I don't see how that's.
Yeah.
What there's nothing going to be. I don't know what's going to, turn that back. You can enable screen time and everything else. That's not going to help.
No, and if you're an adult, it's not going to make a difference anyway. Sure, you can limit children's usage, but you know, the adults, all of us. But some folks who are in it more than others who constantly just, like you said, face in phone.
Yeah.
Head leaned over. And I believe there is some syndrome
that's
starting about
those. We talked about this.
With always leaned over looking at the phones, and now they're getting something in their neck and the spine is bending.
Yes.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Rich, I can go to the, well, I can't go to the show, but we can go. And you know what? It sounds like we sound like a bunch of know-it-alls. We do, because we're like, we told you
We said this too.
We told you. You know? I guess a question for you, because I posed it before. Are you planning to sign up for Disney Plus next month?
I am closer and closer to saying yes to that. Everything I've seen, they've got the media, the content that I want. You know, I want the Marvel. It would be nice to have Disney.
Pixar?
Pixar. Gonna get Pixar. I'll have pretty much everything that I would want for an additional service. And of course, Star Wars.
Okay.
And I didn't realize it, but National Geographic as well.
Yes.
I'm all in on this. So.
What's it, $6? $7?
Something like that. Yeah. Be looking for it. I'm pretty sure I will be signing up for Disney Plus.
So on LateNightParents.com, we have, are you planning to sign up for Disney Plus next month? It says, it just really, just quick deep dive. Here's some interesting finds about the survey, about Disney Plus, Netflix, and American streaming habits. When asked to choose between Netflix and Disney Plus, 60% of the people would keep Netflix in lieu of subscribing to Disney Plus.
Get one, if you had to choose between one or the other?
Right.
Okay. All right. I think I will be in, well, I know I'm one of the 60% that said Marvel and Star Wars mm-hmm. will influence their decision to get mm-hmm. to get Disney Plus. And I'm also part of the 63% that said they won't cancel their current streaming subscriptions okay. for Disney Plus. I will keep my Netflix and my Disney Plus, at least for a while. I'll have no intent of canceling one for the other, and I'll see what happens.
See, it's so funny because we have these different services coming online. Yep. So you have Disney, which is going to hit you over the head, not in price, but in content.
Right, and that's the way to do it.
Versus an Apple, which is like, hey, I'm going to give you 7 shows.
What's their subscription price now? What's Apple per month?
The Apple TV Plus or Apple Plus mm-hmm. TV.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe $5?
For 7 shows.
For 7 shows. But they are going to be 7 well-produced shows.
Okay.
And they're offering what they're offering is they're not going the Netflix route, but they're not going traditional TV route. They're going to release 3 episodes.
Right.
And then
just you got to go week by week.
Week by week. Siphoning them all out to you. I don't know if you agree with that model or not.
I think if you don't have any other content, that's the way to do it, because that way you put the 3 out there.
Mm-hmm.
Hopefully you get people hooked on 1 or 2 of your shows.
Mm-hmm.
And then you keep them coming back for at least another, 7 weeks to get the weekly content as it comes out. And that gives you a little bit of time to develop something new and put it out in front of them.
That's right.
That would kind of make sense, right?
So just a slow drip.
Right.
After, all right, I mean, I guess.
But it could backfire. If your 7 shows aren't that popular, people say, screw it. I don't need to stick around for another couple of months. I'm done. Even though $5 a month, that's enough for people to just throw it in and say, all right, let me give them $5 to see what it looks like for a month.
So they're saying $5 a month or,
Richie V. Of course, there's an or.
If you purchase a new iPhone 11 Pro Plus,
they'll give it to you
XR.
For a year, right?
Elemental P. They'll give it to you free for 1 year.
All right, so half the people are getting it free anyway then. Because right. Everyone's going to buy a new phone.
Right.
Or iPad.
Right. So, you know, my question is, taking the end around,
mm-hmm.
if I give you the annual cost,
mm-hmm.
how much are you going to deduct? Let's say if it's $5 a month,
right.
$60 for the year.
If
I'm willing to pay you the $60, are you going to turn around and say, okay, it's $45 now
because
you're paying annual
upfront subscription fee? Sure, that would make sense.
I mean, that's an option.
But you got to have more than 7 shows.
You got to have more than 7 shows.
A lot more than 7.
You got 7 shows.
A lot more than 7.
And a couple failed carpool karaoke shows and Battle of the Apps.
Yeah, no thanks.
But I will say this much. If Tim Apple or Tim Cook
mm-hmm.
is listening right now, which he could be
we
will offer, since you have a lack of content, we will offer our show.
We'll do it.
We'll give you a strong 38 weeks
worth
of shows.
No problem.
Maybe 35.
35, yeah. That's true.
Maybe 35.
Summer break.
Winter break. I think that would be a plan.
We could do it.
You know? So
how about it, Tim?
Tim, if you're listening, we're out here. We're here for you.
Yes.
All you have to do is put together. They're Apple.
Right.
They can come in here and
fling something off of us.
Do their own production of this, you know? I mean, hey.
Yes.
Do a sideshow with Brian.
Get Brian from behind the scenes on the other side of the glass.
He's like, this is my world. This is what it looks like when these two idiots come in here.
These guys are rambling on.
Oh my goodness!
Yeah, but Disney Plus, I am
ready
to pull that trigger.
Okay, I mean, like I said, I'm almost in, Rich. I'm almost in. Not quite yet. It's like, I think I will be in the minute the first shows start rolling out.
Right, the first new content?
Yes.
And that's what's gotten, again, the Star Wars side of me. The new Star Wars content that they've got queued up. I mean, let's see what life is after us coming December, after Skywalker Saga. Let's see all the new content they put together there. Looking forward to it. And the Marvel content that they put. I mean, they've got it now, so.
Do you want to talk Joker? Did you get the chance to see it? I didn't get a chance to see it.
I didn't either. At least I haven't seen any news of society breaking down as they thought that could happen from this film. No copycats of whatever the case may be.
With Dark Knight. Remember that stuff with the Dark Knight?
Right. Well, they said that they were thinking Joker could have the same consequences. But it hasn't. Heard that it's not, you know, it's an interesting movie.
It's through the Joker's eyes.
Right. And it's a different Joker. So we got a different take on it.
Mm-hmm.
Sounds like it's a more psychological take on it. And, you know, a man's descent into madness, if you will. I will go see it. Probably try and catch it during the week. Maybe an evening thing, something like that.
I didn't get a chance to see it. I will, hopefully next week.
Yeah.
Hopefully next week. Before I get into... We get into the topic on Android phones gaining popularity. Walking Dead returns. Are you hyped? Are you not hyped? Has it?
I'm not feeling it.
Jumped the shark already for you? Angela King is taken over from Gimple. And it's.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Oh,
which means that it's not just me. A number of people are saying, I think this is getting old.
Mm-hmm.
I said it again, and the storyline did not go the route which I was really hoping it wouldn't. I guess that was two seasons ago, or at the end of season before last, when we had what seemed to be talking zombies at the time.
Yeah.
They're right there. They lost me. I was like, no, I'm not having talking zombies. Of course, it turned out to be the Whisperers, and though I've never read any of the comics, I know the Whisperers are the nemesis of our friends. So, you know, big storyline there. But there were too many scenes where they could have eliminated this negative storyline right then and there, be done with it. And we wouldn't have to worry about Alpha and Beta or whoever it is and another season of it.
When they showed up at the front gate at Alexandria, and you said that.
Yes.
You just go in.
Just go in. You're sitting there armed. They're standing there in the weeds.
Right.
You got scopes. This would have been over.
Mm-hmm.
Done. Happily ever after, or not, whatever. You still got Negan out there, which is my other pet peeve. It's like, all right, so now we got Negan run. I don't even know if he's still running around or not. I did not watch a single episode of last season.
Really?
Yep.
Season 9, nothing?
None. I have to catch. I may decide to catch up to see where this goes, but I've been feeling it's time to wrap it up.
You were one of the reasons why I actually started watching the show.
It was a great show. It only fell off for me the last two seasons. Again, last season before last, because I did not see any of last season, so I can't speak on it.
Oh, so you didn't see the whole goodbye to Rick?
I saw when Rick died.
Okay.
Yeah, I saw that. That was season before last. That was the same season. That was like the middle of the season where it ended with talking zombies.
Right.
So I saw that. It's just last, I guess, what, 8 episodes, 10 episodes I haven't seen.
So the one thing I thought, and just dipping back real quick, was with New York Comic Con, I thought they were going to release Rick Grimes, you know, the Rick Grimes movie, the trilogy.
Right.
That they were going to release a teaser, trailer, or something. Just a picture of his face. That would have been more than enough for people to just be...
Lose their minds.
Oh, totally lose their minds. You just see that grizzled look on his face. With the beard. Tightly and the manicured.
And the cold python. Get a new cold python. Because Judith has daddy's gun.
Oh, my goodness.
Maybe they'll do that in San Diego.
That's what they need to do. It's got to be next summer.
Yeah.
Got to be.
Yeah.
But
I probably will start catching up on last season.
Last season took a totally different tone.
Okay.
It seems like season 9 was a reboot.
Okay.
And it rebooted itself twice in the same season because it was a soft boot with the first 5 episodes wrapping up Rick Grimes.
Okay.
And then episode 6 is a 6-year time jump.
Oh, really?
Yes.
So we've got another time jump.
6-year time jump from episode 5 to episode 6.
So, wait. So I think I've caught up. I know the 6 years between after Rick dies, and then we get to see older Judith and all that. So there's another jump after that?
No, that's the jump.
I've seen that jump.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
So that's the jump. And then the remaining 10 episodes were just 6 years later.
So I have not seen all 10 of those episodes. So I guess at the middle of the end of, at the mid-season finale, I think is when I dropped off. So I'm probably.
Oh, okay. Okay.
7-8 episodes out.
So there's that, and there's tonight's show, which I mean, I don't understand, because most people, if you have, like, a provider, like the AMC app, you know, the show was available. So you don't have to sit there and wait for them to force feed it down your throat. Mm-hmm. You can just go there.
I want to get it.
Pull it, watch it, and you're like, that was interesting. Okay.
Okay.
And I'm done. You know, it's and if you want to watch it while everyone else consumes it.
Right. And get it live.
And then you can sit there and tweet about it and everything else like that.
Talking Dead.
Right. So, I don't know.
I'll catch up. Now, Fear the Walking Dead, I still have to catch up on that. And I know that's a good show.
It's a good show.
It has taken its own set of reboots.
It's taken about 2 or 3 reboots.
Right.
And the ending to season 5, which happened last week, a lot of people were upset. I'm like, don't fall for the okie doke.
Okay. All right.
That's all I will say for that. For that. Hey, the tone of the show, they make it different than Walking Dead.
Which they have to, because you don't need 2 Walking Deads just on 2 different coasts, or wherever they may geographically be now. I don't know.
The visual
is
totally different.
Seems lighter. There's daytime shots. Mm-hmm. It's not stuck in the weeds in the back from what I've seen.
Right. So, I don't know. I just think, overall, they are definitely good shows.
Mm-hmm.
Want to see what the third one is about. Third one is totally different.
Right.
Looks like it takes place. Most of the shots were in the Nebraska University campus.
Okay.
And I'm guessing it takes place at Philadelphia or something like that. I'm not sure if it's Philly or... But, you know, it's just showing different factions of people, and here's how they're living, and they seem a lot modern.
Okay.
That things are much more modern than the other 2 shows.
So I wonder, does it occur early on in the pandemic?
It's supposed to be 10 years after, so it's supposed to
really?
Yes.
Oh, so we've had time to rebuild civilization a little bit.
Yes. So it's 10 years after. So it's Walking Dead timeline.
Right.
But Fear the Walking Dead hasn't caught up yet.
Okay.
Fear the Walking Dead is 6 years behind.
Okay. So, Walking Dead had the 6-year jump.
Right.
Fear is still
the
original timeline.
Right.
And this one's going to be 10 years or 4 years after where Walking Dead is right now.
Right.
Okay. Which, my other plot hole, zombies, they're still flesh.
Mm-hmm.
10 years, come on. They should have, you know, that's it.
Decrepitated?
Yeah, exactly. Come on, I mean, you know.
Dude, it's a show. It's AMC. Come on.
I know.
They give us 44 minutes a week.
Yes. We suck it up. It's worth it.
So just, I guess, to round things out. Collusion? No collusion? requesting...
I did not collude by asking the Ukrainians to look into my opponent. There's nothing wrong with that. Come on.
Dude, this
he opens his mouth and puts his foot so far down his own throat.
Dude.
And we still don't have an impeachment.
We still don't have an impeachment.
I think it's coming, though. Because every time he goes off the rails...
Him?
He does it again.
Giuliani.
Well...
Gets out there on those talk shows and just starts yapping it up. And you're like, stop.
No, go. Keep it up. Please keep it up.
I don't know. I mean, beyond crazy, I guess it's also where you sit there. And I know it all depends on whomever the president is, meaning if it's Democratic or Republican.
Right.
Everyone just carries the water.
Right.
But it's really bad.
It is. I mean, and what's worse is it seems like it's normalizing the insanity.
Yeah.
This is not how a president should behave.
No, it's
this
really bad.
This should not be accepted.
Mm-mm.
I mean, why? I don't know. Let's see what happens next November.
So, hey, I was watching CNN last week
because
one of my friends said, text me. Turn to CNN right now.
Okay.
I said, okay, what's going on?
Okay.
Robert De Niro was on there dropping F-bombs
really?
On live TV. He was dropping them. So I said, I guess there's no five-second rule on cable TV.
Cable TV.
Well, it's not FCC.
Right, so he can say it and let him fly.
He was just dropping F-bombs with the name Trump right behind it.
Really?
Yes. Yeah. He just said it twice, clearly. He was like, I apologize.
But effing Trump.
Like, oh my goodness. Rich, what in the world is going on here?
In our lifetime.
Like you said, everything is normalized.
Yes, that's the biggest problem, I think. It's like, where has decorum gone?
There is none.
Right.
There is none.
Rule of law. He's like, nope, I don't care if you subpoena. Nope, not doing it. Oh, you want my records? Nope, not giving them to you. I'm going to tell my people not to give them to you. The court said give it.
Hey, just want to... As we wrap up, we want to wrap up with three common scams to protect yourself. It's available on latenightparents.com. Three common scams to protect yourself. Scam number one is...
Protect yourself from.
You just need to protect yourself. Fake travel websites. I mean, Rich, you've said over the years, if it sounds too good to be true...
You know it is.
Yeah, you know, I mean, you got to look at URL, the logos, everything, all the above.
Right, so when you do that search and you make the mistake of going to... I'm sorry, I'm not calling it a mistake, but you make the mistake of going to Google... And just typing in your search.
The Googles.
And then I typed in this name, and a website pops up at the top of the list.
Right.
And it says, oh, yeah, get these cheap fares or this cheap booking.
Mm-hmm.
And you don't look clearly at the URL description that it's going to point you to.
Right.
It's a paid ad, for one. That's
a
dead giveaway, usually.
Ad.
Paid ad. And then the link it's taking you to doesn't quite match the company you thought it should be going to.
Yeah.
That's one. And that's always they can try and get your data. That's all they want is your data. Credit card information, personal information. So, yes. As we always say, www.thelocationthesitethecompany.com.
Right.
Don't do a Google search unless you have to.
Scam number two, Rich?
Fake accommodation listings. I mean, everyone likes... And, you know, the favorite, just to put them out there, this is not slanderous, Airbnb. Everyone wants to get a good deal. And Airbnb is a great way to get a good deal. No problem there. But you got to be careful about people listing their properties on different sites, different prices, different price points, canceling bookings at the last minute. You have to be very careful with Airbnb.
Scam three is fake Facebook pages that steal your information. I don't know what more else can be said about it. The tip is to protect yourself from these scams. Always be careful what personal information you are giving out. You can also create an email address specifically for receiving marketing emails from companies and businesses you frequent.
That is a good idea. I mean, there's other tips you can use if you're doing an online booking. The first detail you should check before you give away any credit card information is that website URL link. You know, make sure you see that HTTPS. That at least will let you know that your data going back and forth between your browser and the website secure. Whenever possible, make your payments using a credit card, not your debit card. That way you've got a little bit of insurance, and credit card company will pay out later on if the transaction has been determined to be fraudulent. And as we always say, look out for those deals that are too good to be true, because suddenly if you're not a frequent flyer and you find like a 50% off deal for a flight in the summer, don't believe the hype. It's probably not real. And since, you know, it's peak traveling time, you expect prices to go up, not go down. And always, buyer beware, you know, research, look up your reviews for travel agencies, for locations, for sites. You know, it's your responsibility, so be careful.
And this is your PSA. Ding, ding, ding. Rich, best ways to get in contact with you?
Late Night Rich.
And I'm the Real Ted Hicks, and we are out.
Thanks for listening, everyone. Have a great week.
We have before us the opportunity to forge a new world order.
There is a man behind the curtain. This isn't the Wizard of Oz. We shake up to the music business machine.
That sounds fun!
This is a far more deadly predator than anyone ever imagined.
Perfectly designed.
I wonder which came first.
CyberStation USA.
CyberStation USA is the future of radio. Get your business into the online future at the world's largest internet radio station. From banner placement on our homepage to any of our broadcaster stages, commercials on our video player, audio spots on any of our shows, or at the beginning of any of our on-demand broadcasts. CyberStation USA offers competitive rates with a worldwide reach, a fully integrated one-stop shop social media broadcast platform. For more information, please contact our sales department at cameo@cyberstationusa.com.
Cameo Entertainment Group and CyberStation USA are now part of Stitcher, a free radio app for your smartphone. With Stitcher, you can listen to live programming as well as archive radio programming right on your phone. To obtain Stitcher, just go to the App Store for your particular phone. Go to search, then type in Stitcher. That's Stitcher. S-T-I-T-C-H-E-R.
S-T-I-T-C-H-E-R.
Then download. It's that simple.
Stitcher,
a free radio app for your smartphone. Convenient access to live and archive CyberStation USA programming on your mobile phone. That's Stitcher.
S-T-I-T-C-H-E-R.
CyberStation USA. Always on the go.
Every so often you have technology come along that rewrite the rules of the game.
Digital culture isn't characterized by the home computer.
You speak instantly to a man standing on the shore of France.
The CyberStation, the USA, the .com.
Worldwide. Everything has changed.
A new age.
The biggest ride in all of history.
This is CyberStationUSA.com.
Worldwide.
This is the future.
The future.
Radio.
The future.
The future of radio.
And that really is the message.